Welcome to The Journey of You, the podcast for women who are ready to stop living by labels, expectations, and other people's definitions of who they should be, and start becoming who God created them to be. I'm Tonya DeBenis, an author, speaker, communication strategist, and fellow traveler on this journey of faith, growth, healing, and alignment. For years, I wore many different hats and carried many different titles, but through life's challenges, transitions, victories, disappointments, and lessons, I've discovered that our greatest work isn't building a career, raising a family, or achieving a goal. It's becoming. Each week, I'll share lessons from my own journey, conversations with incredible women, and biblical principles that help us align our lives with God's purpose and design. If you've ever felt stuck, overlooked, disconnected from yourself, or uncertain about what's next, you're in the right place. This is your journey. You get to own it. You get to choose it, and you get to become the person that God has always known you could be. Let's get started. Good morning, and welcome to The Journey of You. Today, I want to talk about something that God has been speaking to me about for months. The ability to let go. Not because something is necessarily bad, not because it wasn't meaningful, not because it didn't shape us. But because sometimes the very thing that once served us becomes the thing that keeps us from stepping into what God is doing next. Some of the key scriptures that we're going to cover today are 2 Corinthians 5:17, Hebrews 12:1, Genesis 19:26, Exodus 14:13-15, Isaiah 43:18-19, and Philippians 3:13-14. We recently painted the walls in our home white. I mean, all white, from top to bottom. And I found myself looking around the house wondering whether I should put all the paintings back up. But I paused. Some of them represent beautiful memories. Some represent seasons of growth. Some represent who I used to be. And so I found myself asking a deeper question. Am I decorating my house, or am I recreating a season that has already ended? Everyone has paintings, not necessarily on walls, but in their hearts. There's old dreams, there's old disappointments, old identities, old expectations. There's misalignment, you know, disappointments, things that you thought should have gone a certain way that it didn't. Life just did not work out the way that you thought it was going to, or a certain situation didn't pan out the way that you thought that it should or that you wanted it to. And it's often that we kind of hide those things in our hearts. And I wrote down even in my planner this morning, the ability to let go. And it was early this morning in my prayer time, and I wasn't sure where I was going with it, but it was like I wrote down Lot versus Lot's wife. Not that the two of them were, you know, against each other, but just the fact of, like, God said, don't look back. And she turned to look back. Not that she wasn't trusting what God was going to do in front of her, but she hadn't yet let go of what they were walking away from. And then I thought about, you know, the Israelites when they were, you know, brought out of Egypt and an 11-day journey to the promised land was within their reach, but they couldn't let go yet of where they had come from. They had physically moved out of that place, but emotionally, spiritually, mentally, they were still attached to Egypt. And it took 40 years to get that uprooted out of them before they were then able to go into the promised land. And then I wrote down just rehearsing old thoughts and past memories. And I thought about it, like, for quite some time, I've been trying to uproot so many of those things internally. And we all know, of course, that when there's clutter around you physically in your physical environment, it, you know, also causes clutter in your mind, and it's hard for you to focus, be productive. And all of it just kind of hit me this morning, and I happened to see a video where the lady was talking about that, how you think that you're just cleaning up your house and, you know, trying to get everything in order, but really it's internally. It's things that you need to let go of internally in your heart, where how often have we, you know, in our physical world, open a drawer and you stuff some stuff in there, you're like, I'll get to it later, I'll get to it later. Well, it's the same way we focus on our feelings and emotions. We just stuff it. We keep packing it in, and we're like, I'll get to it later. And then at some point, it starts to come up. And so you're talking about things on the surface level, but all of a sudden, something on that iceberg under the surface comes up to the surface, and it's like, oh my goodness, I didn't even realize that was still there. And it's like, no, you have to address it. And so today, I want to read you a few of those scriptures of how that happened in the Bible, and then bring it into relation to us today. So we're going to start in Genesis 19. So let me flip there real quick. And yes, I still enjoy using my paper Bible. okay, so in Genesis 19:26, it says, "But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt." It wasn't that, again, that Lot's wife did something wrong. She physically left Sodom, but emotionally she was still attached. Many people leave situations physically while remaining emotionally tied to them. We leave relationships, jobs, churches, seasons, disappointments, but our hearts stay behind. And so now let's talk about the Israelites. So we're going to flip over to Exodus 14, verse 13. So let me go there really quickly. Okay, so in Exodus 14, verses 13 through 15, it says, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians who you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." That is so powerful. The Lord's going to fight for you, and you will hold your peace. Israel crossed the Red Sea in one night. One night. They went from being in Egypt physically captive to freedom on the other side in one night. Their freedom came in one night. But it took 40 years for Egypt to leave them. How often does God deliver us quickly, but he transforms us gradually? Think about that for a minute. The wilderness wasn't punishment. It was detox. God was removing slavery from their thinking. They were no longer captive as slaves physically, but they had to learn that in their mind. That's why he says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We have to know who we are in Christ, and we've got to allow him to continually show us that on a daily basis, so that those things that once held us captive can no longer hold us captive, because we were set free when Jesus died on the cross for us. But now we've got to walk in that freedom each and every day. Okay? So now I want you to think about, what are you personally carrying? Hebrews 12:1 says, this is in the New Living Translation, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily hinders our progress, and let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us." We've got to lay aside every weight. It doesn't just say lay aside sin. Of course we need to lay aside sin, but also that weight. How often has a certain thing weighed you down that it's been so heavy on you that it's impacted everything else? That verse didn't just mention sin. It says weight. So what are you carrying? What story are you carrying? What disappointment? What unmet expectation? How about what unspoken expectation that you didn't even tell anyone else that you were expecting, that you're still disappointed that it didn't happen, even though you never communicated it in the first place? I had expectations. I had expectations about my career and what I thought it would be. I tried several different things, trying to find me, because I thought that it was based in my career, my title, my role, instead of in Christ. I had certain expectations of marriage and what I thought it should be. And when it didn't line up to that, it was just like lots of disappointment, you know? Hope deferred makes the heart sick. And it was like I stopped hoping. And even just how I thought healing would happen. I thought, okay, well, it'll happen this way, or nope, God's going to heal me this way. And I constantly kept saying, God, make me whole, make me whole. But as I read through scripture, like the woman with the issue of blood, she carried that thing for 12 years, y'all, 12 years. And she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. And she touched it, and immediately she was made whole. And God felt virtue come out of him. Jesus felt virtue come out of him. And he said, who touched me? And all the disciples were looking at him like, how can you ask that when you're in the middle of a crowd? He said, mm-mm. Somebody touched me with some faith. I felt it go out of me. And she slipped her hand up and was like, it was me. And he turned to her and said, woman, your faith has made you whole. It wasn't that Jesus did something spectacular. She just touched him. But she knew her source. She knew who to touch and where her help came from. And it was just like, huh. Then I'm reading another story where a blind man was like, I want to be able to see. I want to have my sight. And Jesus touched him and he got his sight. He said, it is well. Your faith has made you whole. Same, another man, lame, crippled, wanted to get up and walk. Jesus said, take up your bed and walk. Your faith has made you whole. It was their faith that made them whole. Their faith in Jesus and believing that God is who he says that he is. And I was just like, oh my goodness. All this time, I just needed to believe God. Like, I know God. I have a relationship with him. But knowing something in your head and experiencing it and believing in your heart are two different things. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. It does not say as a man thinks in his head. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And I was just like, I want to be whole. But I've carried a story for so long, stories of things that I've been through and experienced, which yes, we're all going to have tribulation, but I don't have to be bound by those things. They are part of my story, but they're not my identity. And so all of this has just kind of been overlapping in these last few months. And I've just been writing so many things that I've just been getting revelations on and trying to get clarity. And it led me to 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Many believers quote this verse, myself included, but continue to live from old identities, old labels, old wounds, and old narratives. If God calls me new, why am I constantly introducing myself through my old pain? Oh my God. Maybe the old thing that passed away isn't just sin. Maybe it's shame, fear, rejection, abandonment, bitterness, people pleasing, striving. Maybe it's your identity. God doesn't merely improve us. He transforms us. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so it all comes down to the stories that we tell ourselves. We all have stories. Stories about who we are. Stories about what happened to us. What we've been through. Stories about what other people did. Stories about what we'll never become. But some stories were true just for a season, but they are no longer true today. Here's a couple examples. I'll never trust again. Have you said that before? I have. Nobody sees me. Here's one. I'm too old. I'm too broken. I'm not enough. What story are you still carrying that God is asking you to release? Let's flip to Philippians. Over in Philippians, we're going to Philippians 3, verses 13 through 14. It says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul never said that he didn't experience any hardship. He said, I choose not to live there. Forgetting does not mean that you're pretending. It means that you're refusing to build your future around your past. Let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 43. And we are going to verses 18 through 19. Just a second. I am flipping there right now. 43. Oh, I went a few pages too many. All right. Isaiah 43. And it says in verse 18. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God was not minimizing the past of what the Israelites went through. He was inviting them into something greater. Sometimes we miss the new thing because we're busy preserving the old thing. Oh my goodness. And so as I walk around the house and I see a cabinet that I open that has several things, some things in boxes, some things just kind of, you know, scattered around. I open a drawer, there's several things in there. I walk in the garage and there's stuff everywhere. And it's just like, I once heard Joyce Meyer say, if something's been in a box for more than 6 months, you don't need it anymore. But I'm like, oh, but I might use it, you know, this way one day, or, oh, I could repurpose it to this, or, oh, I could do this with it. But then 6 months, a year, 2, 3 years goes by and it's still in that same box covered in dust. Do I really still need to keep it? And so as I look around, you know, at all the different things of like, okay, it's time to put the house back together or to start fresh, which to me, that's what white symbolizes. It's like, what do I need to put back up? And what things do I need to let go of and make room for the new? And so I don't know what paintings you need to take down. Maybe they're physical. Maybe they're emotional. Maybe they're expectations. Maybe they're old stories or disappointments. Maybe they're identities that you've outgrown. I do believe that God is inviting many of us into a fresh season. And the question isn't whether the old season mattered. The question is whether we're willing to let go of it and let God do a new thing in this new season. So God, we just pray, Father, that you show us every weight that is no longer ours to carry. Give us the courage to release old stories, old disappointments, old identities, and old expectations. Help us to trust you in the wilderness, Lord, and to recognize the new things that you are doing in our lives. Teach us to walk forward without constantly looking behind us. Thank you that in Christ we are new creations. Help us to see ourselves the way that you see us, Father, and to give you the space to do a new thing in us, Lord. Help us to not stand in our own way, to open our hands, Father, palms up, completely surrendering all to you, Lord, so that you can come in and clean out all those things that we've stuffed or packed away. Replace those things with your fruit of the Spirit, Father. We invite the Holy Ghost in, Lord, to give us those fruits of love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Though we aren't all excited about that one. But help us to see, Father, where you've already been teaching us patience through each and every one of those tribulations we've been through, Father. Help us to see it, Lord, that we can use it for your glory because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So help us to use it as that, Father, our testimony, not as a sentence, not as shackles, not as chains, not as being bound by our past, Father, our past expectations, Lord, but being fully present and available for you to use right now in this season and to do a new thing in us, Lord, that we may then help others to do the same. We ask these things in your sweet Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to leave you with one thought. Never let anyone or anything stop you from blooming. There is something great inside of you that others need, so dare to just be you. Thank you for joining me on the journey of you. If today's episode encouraged you, challenged you, or helped you see your story a little differently, I'd love to continue the conversation with you. You can connect with me on Substack, where I share deeper reflections on faith, identity, alignment, purpose, and becoming. Join our growing community at toniadbenis.substack.com. Remember, your past does not define you. Your circumstances do not determine your future. And no matter where you are today, God is still writing your story. Until next time, keep growing, keep trusting, keep becoming, and keep moving forward. And as always, never let anyone or anything stop you from blooming. There is something great inside of you that others need. So dare to just be you.